file charges against former U.S. President Donald Trump means prosecutors are now navigating uncharted waters, legal analysts have said, which could create opportunities for the U.S. president's defense, Reuters correspondent David Doyle explains.
The payment of $130,000 in so-called hush money by Trump's then-lawyer Michael Cohen to Daniels had been under investigation for several years prior to Thursday's indictment. Sarah Krisoff, a partner at Day Pitney Law Firm, says that gives Trump's defense an opening, as key witnesses have given their stories many times before.
There is likely inconsistencies in those statements along the way.
Trump's expected appearance before a judge in Manhattan on Tuesday comes as the Republican mounts a comeback bid for the presidency and could further inflame divisions across the country.
Reuters correspondent David Doyle. Pope Francis has been discharged from the Rome hospital where he was being treated for bronchitis. The 86-year-old Pope was hospitalized Wednesday and received antibiotics. Asked how he felt Saturday, Francis quipped to reporters, quote, still alive. In a sign of his improved health, the Vatican released details of the Holy Week schedule. It said he would preside at this week's Palm Sunday Mass in St. Peter's Square and at an outdoor Easter Mass on April 9th. Russian Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu promised to boost munition supplies to Russian forces in Ukraine during a visit to the headquarters of Moscow's troops fighting in the country, according to footage published by the Defense Ministry on Saturday. It was a video published by the ministry on Telegram. This is VOA News. Ukraine's top security agency has notified a prominent Orthodox priest that he was suspected of the criminal